Here, within the enfolding bowels of the earth, beneath its crusty surface, deep down at the bottom of a mine shaft resistant even to the burst of a thermonuclear weapon, I sit, an embryo awaiting birth, the yolk within the egg, the core within the sphere, the seed within the fruit. O subterranean shaft sunk deep below the surface, vault within a vault, I remain safe within the tomb of my eternal freedom. To confound my enemies, air shafts have been cunningly built in the shape of wheat fields, and there are ventilation chambers, great wind tunnels, aquifers, and viaducts, a labyrinth complex of honeycombed passageways. Were they foolish enough to pursue me below here in my nether realm, they would be further confused by the deliberate planting of misleading signs, the publication of false maps, the architecture created to distort distance, with a profusion of mirrors and curved surfaces, holograms, concave apertures, false doorways, dead ends, dangerous and deadly punji sticks at the bottom of concealed pits, booby traps with tripwire, canisters of deadly gas and great tureens of bubbling acid tipped above the window and door sills of passageway entrances, huge artillery pieces whose triggers are attached by lanyards to doorways, waiting to blast the unsuspecting visitor. Not to mention the fact that every hamlet, every mountain village, every city neighborhood in my country has been canvassed, graduation pictures, civil service portraits, photographs from driver's licenses and passports examined by our state security police to find those who bear a striking resemblance to me, to recruit them into an army of decoys trained in my every mannerism, all of us having our hair cut and mustaches trimmed exactly at the same time by the very same barber. They know how to gesture when driving in dozens of limousines throughout the various cities of the country, so that I appear to be ubiquitous, everywhere at once, omnipresent. They exist in order to draw the assassin's bullet, the vial of poison, to be targeted by enemy missiles. They live under the constant threat of assassination, and there is an occasional problem when one of them becomes so enamored by his position, so in love with being the dictator, that he tries to seize real power. This is one of the pitfalls of having decoys. Sometimes it goes to their head. And to prevent any confusion between us, there's a special code phrase, changed every day, authored by me, so that anyone who claims to be the real dictator must recite the phrase or be executed on the spot. And a verse from the Holy Scripture has also been tattooed on the inside of my thigh, the words known only to the inner sanctum sanctorum. Yes, I am safe here. It is here that I can relax, glance at the map of the military theater, smoke my pipe, and pat the head of my golden retriever. But now I must go upstairs to rally the troops. I must stand on the parapet and be with my people. I must direct my forces, allow my presence to be felt among the citizens of the realm, so that they may redouble their efforts in defense of the homeland. I must go, raise my fist, and rail against the enemy. Yes, I must ascend as the bear emerges from his lair, the eagle swoops from his eyrie, the serpent rises from the sea.